Studio 360.
We love hearing about works of art and entertainment that have changed people's lives. And today we'll hear from one listener who had his aha moment. It's a theme: watching Shakespeare. Jeff House listens to the show on San Francisco's KQED, and his story starts when he was a teenager, just watching TV.
My first exposure to Shakespeare came from my very bright sister. I remember she came home one night and told us that Christopher Plummer was doing a performance of Hamlet, and we had to see this because it was just this terrific play your teacher had told her all about. And, of course, I thought, well, fine, we'll watch. It was television. How bad could it be?
To be or not to be, that is the question.
My sister was enthralled, and I was bored, silly.
Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them.
The language obviously made no sense, and deals with a young man who is dealing with the ultimate questions of our existence, our sense of identity, and who we are, and what's important to us.
It is a consummation devoutly to be wished.
To paraphrase Shakespeare, I thought he was much ado about nothing. I couldn't figure out what Hamlet's whole concern was. Well, when I was 23... I went through a series of experiences that created sort of the emotional perfect storm. Within 1 year, I lost the faith that I had been a member of since childhood, and as a result of that, became estranged from my family. And then to top it all off, I had been involved in probably my first very serious relationship, and that crashed, and I can remember having a strong sense of having failed. It became increasingly difficult for me just to function. One of the many things I decided to do to get myself back out into the world was taking some shows and stuff. And we had a local theater in Los Gatos, and they ran a special season ticket price for students. And I think it was probably after I bought the ticket that I saw the very first show was Hamlet. And I thought, I've already figured out this guy is not worth my time. But I figured, you know, what the heck. And if I don't like it, obviously, I can just get up and leave the theater, which is pretty much what I thought I was going to do. I sat in the very back row, and I began to watch the show. And this was a young man who suddenly had found his world turned upside down. He had to deal with not only the loss of his father, but with the suspicion that his uncle was involved in this. So he was estranged from his family. He went for comfort to his girlfriend, who more or less sided with her father. And Hamlet realizes that he's lost her and she's betrayed him as well. He's completely alone, and he has no sense of his purpose. He has no sense of what's important anymore. I was stunned. So now I was watching my life on stage, and I wanted to see what happened. What I wasn't prepared for was the fifth act, and he has the gravedigger scene. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. And now, how abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rims at it. In talking to Horatio and talking to the grave digger, he's surrounded by death. And of all the obstacles and blocks in our lives, this is the ultimate one. And he finally gets to the end of his speech with Horatio. And he talks about, you know, we have no control over our lives. We defy augury. There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be now, 'tis not to come. If we don't want something to happen, it's going to happen. If we want it to happen, it won't happen. And then he makes the four-word phrase that became the motto for my life, which is, the readiness is all. Because that was very hard with my upbringing to conceive that people with flaws could actually be admirable. And here I admired the heck out of a guy that at times is just about unbearable to watch. And I think it was important for me because it suggested that you can change, that what you are born with or what you were born into is not destiny, it's not fate. So whatever your circumstances are, the challenge of your existence is to say, this is what I have, these are the tools, this is what I'm going to work with. The readiness is all. I did go back to school, and as part of going back to school, I went to get my teaching credential in English literature. And then eventually I began teaching Hamlet. And I remember being a teenage boy, not understanding all the anger, the frustration, the extreme emotion that Hamlet displays. And as I deal with my students, I always have this mixed response. Part of me wants them, obviously, to understand it. But to a certain degree, you have to have experienced something similar to what he has gone through. So there's a part of me that doesn't want them to understand it. And I always say to them, perhaps there will become a day when you will. And if you do, I can testify this is a play that can teach you a lot about how to deal with that.
That's Jeff House. He listens to the show on KQED in San Francisco. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story with help from Thomas Seeley. And we want to hear your stories. Is there a play or TV show or song or whatever that got you through a confusing or difficult time? If so, drop us a note at studio360.org and we may put your story on the air.